Visit Horse Country has been one of Lexington and Central Kentucky's success stories since its inception in 2014, with over 40 members, including horse farms, equine medical clinics, and horse attractions. But like many other businesses, Horse Country is now trying to stay viable online, and they've got a special day of activities lined up for what was supposed to be Derby Day today. WUKY's Samantha Letterman recently spoke via Skype with Executive Director Ann Hardy.
And thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate you taking the time to do this. I'm sure it's pretty stressful right now. Let's start by catch up us a little bit on the business and how that's been going up until the pandemic and what was exciting.
Sure. I think when we look at our fiscal year of 19-20, we would have seen a wonderful trend of, we were looking to increase our attendees by about 40% this year. We had wonderful trends, lots of growth, so much excitement within our members about hosting guests and new and different experiences, and so many new people who were coming to visit us that had never been to Kentucky or didn't know about visiting the farms. So prior to the mid-March period where the pandemic really started to be a factor, we were on such a wonderful trajectory for tourism in Lexington and Kentucky and within the farms. So that was really exciting leading into earlier in March.
When did you start to realize that you might have to make some adjustments?
For us, we started hearing from members in that week of March, ending March 13th, that we were going to need to cancel some tours due to concerns about the pandemic. We have a lot of international organizations that are members of Horse Country, and I think that they had maybe seen some concerning trends even before we in the U.S. and the Commonwealth noticed them. So that's when we started needing to cancel tours, and really beginning March 11th on through the present, we've spent a lot of our time canceling and rescheduling tours, which is sad, but we're all looking to prioritize health and safety in this time above all else.
You have been able to add some virtual tours. When did you start brainstorming for alternatives, and how did that happen?
I'm so proud to say that our members and our team started thinking about how we could reach out to guests almost immediately when we realized that there was going to be such a change to the current environment. So the 13th of March was our last day in the office. We started working remotely that next Monday. And then the following Tuesday, which was St. Patrick's Day, I think, was our very first virtual tour at Claiborne Farm. So I'm so happy that everyone was willing to start making those virtual tours available really as quickly as possible once the shutdown started to impact people.
And how do they work? And who are the kind of people? Are they the people who would have come to the regular tours? Are you getting other customers who have heard about it and decided to do it? And do people still pay? And how can you sign up?
Yeah, currently all of the virtual tours that we're offering are free of charge, and most of them are run through the social media channels of our various members. I think what's been really charming is that these are not the production quality that we might expect from the thoroughbred industry, and it's really beautiful. They're very authentic and they're very real. And sometimes there's wind or technology challenges, but it is such a genuine offering of what we sometimes take for granted, that this life on the farm is a really relaxing opportunity for people who might be stuck at home. And we certainly see some of our familiar faces. We recognize folks that are fans and past guests, but we've also seen groups of children in virtual watch parties with their classrooms. We've seen parents and their kiddos during times when they're working from home and looking for something for the kids to do. We've heard from people that they didn't even know that Visit Horse Country existed or that it was possible to visit farms. And so all of those things, you know, being able to serve those guests who have been with us in the past, but also reaching into the homes and hearts of completely new populations is really exciting.
And have you had to ask the farms to do that, or do they come to you and say, we'd like to do a virtual tour? How does that work?
For the most part, we came to the farms and said, we think you all could do this and do it really well. And they have been overwhelmingly so responsive to that request from fans and guests. You know, At the same time as Horse Country was dealing with the impacts of COVID-19 on tourism, the farms were also trying to work hard to ensure that safety protocols were in place for the business operations that are still going on. They were working really hard to ensure that those animals would be well cared for during the foaling and breeding season. So we kind of brought that idea to them, but to their great credit, even in the midst of a very trying situation and reduced staff to essential personnel and all that, they still have been really excited about opening up for 30 or 45 minutes during these tours.
Of course, we're heading into Derby weekend, and I'm sure you've got some special plans.
We do. We are so excited that Churchill and the Kentucky Derby have reached out with this idea of hashtag KY Derby at home and are putting together a whole slate of interactive content that people can view and post on their own under that hashtag. So Visit Horse Country all this week has been doing Derby focused tours, really telling the stories and connections at our member locations. And then during the day on Saturday, we'll also be participating with a Claiborne Farm tour that will go live on Churchill Downs and Kentucky Derby social media channels. And we'll be partnering up with Visit Lex to do a virtual Derby party at the home of John Karloftis, our famous host and garden designer extraordinaire. And really, it's just an opportunity for us to say this weekend is different than anyone hoped or wished that it would be, but we can still celebrate all of the things that for every Kentuckian and everyone who loves Kentucky make the first weekend in May so special.
You said that all these virtual tours are free, so I imagine this is hurting you financially. And what will be the impact of that? Are you going to be okay?
I am really encouraged by the response of our members to this situation. Truly, we could not ever have forecast that there would be such a tremendous financial impact. Refunds and cancellations are absolutely a reality of our financial situation right now. We're very hopeful for the path forward, and we are looking into ways that we may be able to generate unique revenue during this time, selling gift cards. We've worked to reschedule as many tours as possible. We're also looking into a partnership that would allow donors to support us during this time, and those processes are still in the works. But we're very hopeful, and I think, as I mentioned, we're fortunate to have a very supportive member community that understands the value of reaching out to fans and offering these experiences through Horse Country. So I'm very hopeful for the future. I just can't wait for it to get here.
And as popular as these tours have been, do you foresee keeping them on the roster once you get back to normal?
That is a great question. I think what's cool about the virtual tours right now is that they are all recorded and they're still available on the social media channels of our member locations. We have links up to them. I don't know if we'll continue doing this. It's so hard to say, but it's definitely been an opportunity to engage folks that we might not have reached before. So if there are ways to find unique content where it still is relevant, I think that it has only helped us introduce ourselves and share our mission with new folks. I don't see how it could be a hindrance to still reach out to people in that way in some ways in the future.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Anne. I think, you know, the silver lining is as our world shrinks, I'm so proud of Visit Lex and the Lexington community and the surrounding sort of central Kentucky area that I feel like we've really risen to the occasion. And I think Visit Horse Country is just a big part of that too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
For WUKY News in Lexington, I'm Samantha Lederman.